Hey guys, it has been a minute since we've had an episode. I'm so excited to be back. I will say, holy moly, it is crazy how much can change in 3 months. I'm going to share with you guys a couple of the key updates that we've had in our businesses, in our lives, and we're going to really be kicking off some consistent episodes that I'm really excited about. I've been prepping them for you guys. I cannot wait. I know they're going to rock your world. But first things first, today's episode is super, super important because you got to hear some of the crazy stuff that's happened. But first things first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, so much has happened over the last few months. Without going into too much detail, it's been absolutely crazy. I will say that it is not during like the wins and the awards and the super massive revenue months that you really discover what you're made of as an entrepreneur. It is really and truly the moments when you are going through big changes and unexpected things, which are inevitable. And one of the things I want to share with you guys, I'll probably share with you guys an episode that I recorded with Bart Miller at another time, who is one of my mentors, an incredible, incredible person, one of the kindest, most selfless, incredible like coaches, mentors, stylists, cowboys I've ever met. My husband Paul and I just adore him. But when I was in Idaho Falls in Idaho a couple of weeks ago, something kind of interesting happened. We went horseback riding, and I went horseback riding when I was a teenager, and I love it. I love horses. I love horseback riding. My husband Paul got to go horseback riding for the very first time. And one of the questions that I asked Bart was, Bart, have you ever fallen off of a horse? And he just burst out laughing. And he didn't really answer it. It was kind of funny. I had to like, you know, get my horse to lope a little bit and catch up to him. And I was like, well, is it like something that everyone does? Everyone experiences it? And he just laughed and said, are you kidding me? Everyone who rides a horse for any period of time falls off. Like, it's for sure. You will absolutely fall off a horse. And I said, well, do you like get scared of it? What do? Like, how do you get back on the horse? And he's like, you get back on the horse. You can't fear falling off. If you fear falling off, then the first time you fall off a horse, you're not going to want to ride a horse anymore because you're going to let that be an excuse. And it was such a beautiful analogy for business. And, you know, people will say like, what if I fail? Like, have you ever failed? Have you ever made a mistake? Have you ever? And it's like, oh my gosh, that's the same question as asking a seasoned cowboy, have you ever fallen off a horse? Yes, of course I've failed. Like everyone who's been in business for any period of time has failed at something, maybe small, maybe big, maybe massive, has made mistakes, has learned things and publicly, you know, like, of course it happens. You don't hold back though because of the fear of falling. Like in fact, when you fall, you have to get back up as fast as you can. So we've had a ton of different changes happening, and they were things that kind of felt like, oh my gosh, we just fell off a horse. And my goal was, okay, how can we get back on the horse as fast as humanly possible? And so, for example, like we had a business partner that's decided to suddenly leave. That was a big shock to our system. We had some internal like team, I guess, like people who weren't a good fit anymore. And it was just kind of like, whoa, I didn't expect all this to happen. And then having that conversation with Bart was like, oh my gosh, of course things are going to happen that you don't expect in your business. And when we went through some of those big changes and, you know, a big client leaving and different things where you're like, whoa, this feels bigger than I can handle. It was through that I discovered how strong my will is and how strong my internal team is, how strong my husband and I are. It was so incredible. And so It didn't take long, but I found the gift in it, and we got back up on that horse as fast as we possibly could, because what I discovered through that time was that, oh my gosh, like, we've been holding on to some things that I didn't love, and we've been building our business according to what other people have told us, whether it was like a past mentor who believed it should go one way or whatever. It really wasn't our dream business the way that we wanted it to be. Like, I really, really, really wanted to focus on the core of what I'm passionate about, and that is social media. And I believe Facebook ads are awesome, but I started in social posting organically, and I'm so passionate about it, especially when you couple it with Facebook ads. But there were all these shifts and all these ahas that came from this time where it was like, oh my gosh, why did I start building a business the way that someone else wanted me to do it? Like, it's time for me to actually be truthful and be like, no, listen, you need to create great content, and this is how you do it, and this is what it looks like. And so we completely pivoted our entire model in the agency, and I'll get into that more at another point, but it's like, now we get to focus on the thing that I truly have always loved the most, and that is organic social media, because it is so powerful. And let me just say this, if you want to dominate the competition, regardless of what industry you're in, start creating excellent content, start putting it out consistently, and you will crush the competition, because the competition is so worried about just Facebook ads and not actually establishing a long-term presence and nurturing audiences. Oh my gosh, you will dominate. That's why I fell in love with organic social, creating content. So it was really, really powerful. The other thing that really came from it was like this big realization of, whoa, like, I had to be somebody that to get through those years that was definitely like a hustler, and she pulls up her bootstraps and just gets things done. And, you know, it's really funny because I kind of discovered that when you cut out people in your life that don't fit in, when you cut out things in your life that don't serve you and your growth towards your highest potential, you start to like exponentially grow. It's insane. And we look at like our lives and our business and our revenue and what's happened over the last few months. And suddenly, as we made those decisions and as we got away from things that didn't align with us and truth, it was like, oh my word, like everything is starting to click. Like my husband and I had these incredible just like realizations. And, you know, it's not a coincidence. I don't think I used to get sick like every single week. I was so run down. I was always exhausted. And for the last 3 months, I have not been sick. Maybe I had like a little cold or sniffles, but I used to get like really sick, like fever and aches and chills all the time. And I'm getting incredible sleep. And we're starting to eat healthy, which is so exciting. And I'm, you know, doing celery juice every single day, which that's a whole other topic for another day. But I'm reading, I'm making a priority to journal, I'm spending time investing into my team and training my team. And I realized it's time for me to start listening to my gut, listening to my intuition, because the only time that we have made massive mistakes that really, really, really hurt is when we didn't listen to that small voice inside that's telling you what's right. And I'm done with that. Like, I'm not going to doubt my intuition regardless of what anyone else says. I'm thankful that I have chosen mentors and peers and people who are always reminding me of truth. And they're reminding me of, okay, this is what your gut's telling you. We got to listen to that, Rachel. You cannot listen to it. What is the cost of not listening to that? And that's the kind of people I want to be surrounded with. So I don't think it's a coincidence that I haven't gotten sick. I don't think it's a coincidence that I have been happier, that we're getting more better work done, that we're thriving as a team. But sometimes you have to fall off the horse in order to discover the strength in your mind and your body in order to get back up. And here's a hint for you. We think it's all about the strength of the body. It's all about the strength of the mind. If you commit to never giving up, you will be successful without a doubt. And the reason being is because if you just keep getting back up on that horse, there comes a point where everyone else decides to get off the horse. They all are like, you know what? Never mind. This whole like horseback riding thing wasn't for me. This whole entrepreneurship thing wasn't for me. And if you can just simply keep getting back up on the process and saying, I don't have all the answers and I don't have to figure out all the how, but for some crazy reason, I'm getting back up, you will outlast everyone else. And that has been the coolest realization. So I wanted to share this with you guys today because I know that somebody needed to hear this. And if you're like, you know what? Yeah, that was totally me. I was the one that needed to hear this. Like, tag me in social because I always check my notifications and my mentions and stuff. Tag me on Instagram or on Facebook and say, like, I needed to hear the message from Social Secrets today because I want to make sure that there was that one person who needed to hear it. But either way, I'm still putting this out there. But I want to hear if you're the person that needed to hear this. But I just know that there was someone who really needed to hear this today because I needed to hear this several months ago and it changed my life. So I am so excited to be creating consistent content, awesome episodes for you guys coming up in the next few even days and weeks. But I hope you have an amazing, amazing, amazing day, and I will connect with you guys in a future episode. Bye. This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside.